USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fiona is now a hurricane as it bears down on Puerto Rico. Forecasters are calling for historic levels of rain, expected to produce landslides and heavy flooding. The storm comes as the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria is a couple of days away. More than 3,000 homes still have a blue tarp as a roof. Hurricane warnings have been up all weekend. Remnants of a typhoon slamming western Alaska, with reports of major flooding reported in coastal communities. Water continued to surge early Sunday, with levels expected to peak above high tide lines in several communities, according to the National Weather Service. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region. Some 500 world leaders, including President Biden, are in London ahead of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral on Monday. That is prompting some unprecedented measures to keep everyone protected.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden paid his respects to the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. He also signed the book of condolence. Meanwhile, a decision will be made on when the queue to file past the Queen's casket will be closed. Officials are advising people to stay at home to avoid disappointment. The wait is now down to at least 10 hours. At least one is dead following a strong 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. Nine others had minor injuries, according to officials in that country. Most of the damage appeared to be north of the epicenter, which that country's Central Weather Bureau says is in the town of Xishang. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The remains of a sailor from Massachusetts who died when the USS Oklahoma was struck by multiple torpedoes during the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on Monday. Electrician's mate, Third Class Roman Sadlowski of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was accounted for using advanced DNA, among other analysis and evidence. About 15 family members are scheduled to attend the ceremony, which was delayed due to the pandemic. It's time for a curtain call for the longest-running show on Broadway.
The Phantom of the Opera will soon be no more on Broadway. A spokeswoman confirmed to the New York Times that the classic musical, Broadway's longest-running, will close in February after playing for 35 years in Majestic Theater. A reason for the cancellation was not immediately released by the show, but it had seen its grosses shrink since reopening last October amid pandemic concerns. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Woman King takes the North American box office throne this weekend. The film starring Viola Davis is about the all-female army of the Kingdom of Dahomey in 1800s West Africa. It has gotten glowing reviews since its debut at the Toronto Film Festival. And this weekend, an estimated $19 million in ticket sales. Final estimates due out on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.